Good morning. Wake up, sleepyhead. It is 11:12. You have slept in. And that is actually not allowed on Christmas morning. You know you have to be up at like 8 a.m. max, maybe 8:15. Do you know how rude it is of you to make me wait to open my Christmas presents? Excuse me, it is a rule, a Christmas rule, that you cannot open your presents without everyone else in the house, or, in our case, apartment. Ugh, no, we're not gonna wait till every single person in the apartment complex is awake. We're just gonna wait until every single person in our apartment is awake, aka you, because me and Maisie's been up for hours. She was sniffing out her bone. Like, she was finding it in her stocking. I had to pry her away from her stocking. And myself. Do you know how hard it was? I was like, two out of the three of us are here. Opening our stocking. Or I was, No, I did not just tattle on my... I have not opened my... You know what? You need to get up and open your stocking because I've seen what's in mine. You did really good. I can't believe you remembered my favorite shaving cream. You are a doll. Anyway, can you come open your stocking and get up? I've made you coffee. I've been up for hours. I curled my hair. I put on makeup. I know your eyes aren't fully open yet, so you don't even see it, but you need to wake up. And, look at all the snow. We are snowed in. Snowed in. We are stuck here. So don't make me angry, because it's not going to be good for you, because you're going to be stuck in this small, dingy apartment with me. It's not dingy, I swear. Hey, you did a great job picking your apartment, love. It was just the first adjective that came to my head. Can you please wake up? I have been literally pacing our living room, looking at my fake watch on my wrist every 10 seconds, waiting for you to wake up so we can open our presents, because I know what I got you and I can't wait for you to open it. Okay, Pinky, promise you're getting up? Okay, I'm going to go pour your coffee and be back. And if you are not at least sitting up with the blankets off, I'm going to throw the coffee on you, okay? Okay, I will be right back. Alrighty, here's that coffee. Ah, look at you, out of bed. Did you take off your Christmas pajamas? Naughty, naughty. How did Santa come for you? I don't even understand. Of course Santa came. It's Christmas. You think Santa wouldn't come to our apartment just because we don't have a fireplace? He's magical. Where did you put your Christmas pajamas? No, you didn't. Where are they? I'm gonna find them. Oh my gosh, you did not hide them very well. They are right there. Come on, put them on. We have to open our presents in our matching pajamas. Even Maisie's wearing her little doggy outfit. I forgot what it's called. Her little onesie. Put yours on. At least put the pants on. Or the top. Put half of it on. Come on, get in the Christmas spirit. Well, there's your coffee. Wake up, Christmas spirit. Boom. You're welcome. Come on. Okay, fine. How about I get into bed with you? We cuddle for a couple minutes until you're awake enough to stand and put your Christmas pajamas on, and until your coffee's kicked in a little bit, and then we go out into the living room and trash it with wrapping paper. Does that sound like a deal? Yeah? Okay. Good. I actually don't know how I managed to leave this bed so early in the morning. It's so warm. I was so cold when I got up. I was shivering. My toes were like ice blocks. Yeah, it's not now because I turned the heat on. For you, hoping it would coax you out of bed so warm and inviting. But now. Hey, I tried to let you sleep in for as long as possible. It is almost noon. Do you know how long I've been waiting? I've been up since what? What time did I wake up? Like 7, 8, 7, 6? I've been up for a very long time waiting for you to wake up. And that's not very nice of you. It's our first Christmas together in our apartment. And you're sleeping all day. That might have worked when you lived with your parents, but not me. No, 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 no. We have Christmas rules and Christmas traditions. All of our presents are opened by 11 a.m. You are not up by 11 a.m. Presents are opened, and then by like 11, we clean up the wrapping paper. And then we go out for breakfast. And by go out, I mean I make pancakes from our freezer. Because I don't like homemade pancakes. They're just so messy to clean up, and I don't want to do dishes on Christmas, and we use paper plates, and then we use the Christmas plastic forks. The glassware is for when guests are over. You think I like to do dishes all the time? No. And I know you don't like to do dishes all the time, so we save time. And don't have to put too much effort in, because we just make it in the toaster and put it on the paper plate, and then num num num, and throw it away. So much easier that way. Yes, for your information, I have had a waffle, and you cannot get mad at me for not waiting, because I have been waiting for you, okay? I will make you a waffle, and you can eat it as I open my presents, okay? Does that sound like a deal? Good, shake on it. I'm very glad we agree. How's the coffee? Strong? Good. I made it a little extra strong, so it would wake you up faster. As soon as it hit 9 and you weren't waking up, I knew there was something I had to do. And so I poured more coffee than water. You are welcome. I'm sorry it doesn't taste very good, but you're up, aren't you? And I think your eyes are even wider than they were like 5 minutes ago. Whoa! Our living room is, in fact, covered with presents. Santa brought us a lot this year. And my mom also dropped some presents off last night. She's very looking forward to seeing us. Also, your mom dropped off presents last night. She's indeed looking forward to seeing us. Did you know we have 2 Christmas parties to go to tonight that are not in the same place and are, in fact, about 40 minutes away from each other? Yeah. So apparently I said yes to my mom's Christmas dinner and you said yes to your mom's Christmas dinner, and we didn't tell each other. So we either have to split our time or separate or ghost one of our moms. I don't know which one we are going to choose, but either way, I don't think many of us are going to be happy. And by many of us, I mean me. No, I don't want to spend Christmas dinner without you. Can't we, like, go to your mom's for appetizers and half entree, and then go to my mom's for another half entree and then dessert? Oh. Okay, then can we switch? My mom's for appetizers and half entree, and your mom's for another half entree and dessert. Then we can stay for your Christmas present tradition. Okay. I'm glad I got that figured out. My mom is not gonna like that we're leaving early, but she could suck it. I'm not gonna tell her that, no. She would yell at me. But if we just run away, she won't do anything. She can't stop us. Anyway, it is now 11:30. Okay? I am going to go make you a waffle. Do you want 1, 2, 3? Okay, I will make you waffles, and by the time it pops out of the toaster, you better have your Christmas pajamas on, that coffee at least half drank, and you better be on your way out the bedroom door. Do you understand me? Yeah? Thank you. I'm gonna go make you waffles. I love you. Okay. Even Maisie's waiting for you. And her bone's gone. She found it. Anyway, hurry up. Waffle's going in right now.